with KUT News in Austin. I'm Jennifer Staten. Well, the hot weather continues in Central Texas today. The high is expected to reach near 101, but it's going to feel more like 106 once you consider that heat index.
I don't know.
Hey, KUT's Mose Bouchel.
Hey, Jen.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, I sometimes don't know about this heat index stuff. I mean, it's summer, it's Texas, it's going to be hot. Sometimes I just wonder why we need to add a few degrees on and come up with two different temperatures.
Well, I know someone who can explain.
It's Rich Siegel.
I know you. You're the broadcast meteorologist for Time Warner Cable News.
And doing the weather is something that I really love doing.
And you do it well.
Thanks.
So, Rich, is there any point to the heat index thing other than to make things sound hotter than they really are? I mean, what is the heat index?
So just like wind chill in the winter, when you take the combination of the actual air temperature with the wind, and that really is what it feels like to the skin, it's the same thing with the heat index. It's the temperature combined with the humidity, and it makes you sweat a little bit more. And it fatigues a little bit more because some people really do have problems when they're outdoors in summer's heat with high humidity.
So this could really be a kind of public health service then to report on how it feels, not just how hot it is?
Exactly. What happens is if the body starts to get too hot, it begins to perspire or sweat just to cool itself off. But if the perspiration is not able to evaporate, then the body's temperature can't be regulated. And some people do suffer from heat stress, heat fatigue.
And you're not going to be able to cool off as quickly.
Correct. Exactly. Your body's cooling system takes a little bit of a jolt. And that's why we stress that if you're going to be one of those people who's outdoors for any prolonged period of time in this weather, that you should take frequent breaks to get inside in a cool environment to give your body time to calm down, because a lot of people don't do that and they wind up getting sick.
Rich, thank you so much for this. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. I'm glad I was able to help.
Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
I think I have a handle on this stuff now.
So, Mose.
Oh, yeah, Jen.
I think I'm going to get back to Morning Edition now.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.